Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. A very glorious and blessed Friday to you, Mr. David.
Hallelujah. Happy Friday, Mully.
Oh, my gosh.
What a day Thursday was in Chicago.
Holy cow.
We made it to the weekend. Happy Friday, as Dustin says on the pregame show.
I got to tell you,
you got to be just very, very excited.
I'm so over the moon at the idea that we have a Pope from Chicago. That blows my mind. I can't wrap my mind around it. And the amount of fun people were having, the amount of different goofy photos that I was sent with various, you know, Cubs, Sox,
Twitter was
Bears.
A happy place, and that seldom happens.
It was hysterical. Yeah.
Social media was a place to find a lot of humor, a lot of joy, and certainly excitement, because not only is Pope Leo the first American Pope, but he's from Chicago.
Yes.
He's from the Southside guy becomes Pope. Sox fan becomes Pope.
Well, no. I mean, he's a Chicago sports fan.
I know. But
you know, the Ricketts are Catholics, so I'm sure he'll go to a Sox game.
Are the Cubs still clamoring and hoping that the initial report was actually true?
I think they were very excited. And I don't know that everybody who is not from Chicago understands how Chicago kind of works and the way people get kind of possessive about different things. But we, as a wonderful Midwestern city, have somehow landed a Pope. David, I never thought in my lifetime I would see an American Pope, let alone a guy from the South Side. And, by all accounts, just a wonderful person. And, it's very thrilling. I, of course, was also a South Side seminarian. So it's hilarious to me.
So was there ever a day when a young Mike Mulligan, when you were at Quigley South, would dream in the afternoon in study hall and think, one day I could be...
No.
Pope.
In fact, one of the reasons I got out is because I couldn't be Pope. There was nowhere to go. That's a joke. That's a joke.
One day, the reason I got out.
No, I'm just kidding around.
Yeah.
No. To be a priest, you have to have a vocation. And, and unfortunately, I didn't have one. But myself and my two older brothers went there. My parents were immigrants and very good Catholics, and they gave us their religion, and we've tried to pass that down to our children. It's not as easy as it would seem ostensibly, and I'm just saying because my brothers and I grew up in different places, and we have created some Catholics, but I just don't know. It's a difficult thing to keep going.
It's a remarkable story, though.
It's unbelievable.
It's a remarkable story for Chicago.
It's so great.
is the fun that people had yesterday was understandable.
Oh, it
because
was hilarious.
How quickly did the story go from the Pope is from Chicago to is he a Sox or a Cubs fan?
Oh, that was so funny.
It was very funny. And the Cubs tweet, I think, is still up there claiming that he is a Cub fan.
That's
and then
funny.
His brother telling WGN News he actually was a Sox fan, and we have a video, or not video, it's a picture, right? From
we
him
have a picture
at the 2005 World Series.
At the 2005 World Series. He's on the phone. He's obviously calling upstairs.
There are other photos of him. Last August, he was in town at the Aurelio's in Homewood.
Yes, with his family.
The original one. Yeah,
yes.
So he's a very relatable guy.
I talked to Mitch yesterday, and he, you know, Mitch is just the best. And he was saying, between the two of us, you know, Mitch lives on the South Side, and I grew up there. Between the two of us, we got to know somebody that knows this guy. Like, we've got to have some connections. I was exchanging a text with a friend of mine last night, and he was telling me his kids went to St. Rita, and his wife still works with the Augustinians, and she was at an event last year. He spoke. She met him. She spoke with him for about 10 minutes. This is before
all this.
Before any of this.
He was a substitute teacher at St. Rita, I believe.
He had, it, back in the day, so his mom was apparently a librarian at Mendel.
Mm-hmm.
And then back in the day, he ended up, you know, he taught some classes at Mendel. And then he was a substitute at St. Rita. Someone sent me a thing about that with the line in it, which I couldn't. He taught physics as a substitute teacher at St. Rita, and someone said that was the Pope's first miracle, teaching St. Rita kids physics. I could not stop laughing at that, but like he was at St. Rita, which is now where Quigley was located. So I went to school at Quigley. Quigley closed down. We stopped producing priests, and they closed Quigley. And St. Rita was at 63rd and Western on 63rd Street, mm-hmm. and it moved into the into where our school was, Quigley South, which is where the Pope came when he was in Chicago many years ago. Pope John Paul II addressed the American bishops there. So it was pretty extraordinary that a place, and I saw a photo of him meeting the Pope during that trip, which is absolutely incredible. And then to have a Chicago, and again, you know, his life is extraordinary. It's from Dalton to Vatican City via Peru. And I mean, he's an internationalist, right? He's a guy that is a missionary who has spent, you know, half his life in Peru. Pretty extraordinary. It was awe-inspiring to see all of this unfold. And then to finally, I realize I'm a handshake away from the Pope. That's pretty good, given it was day one.
Well, everybody knows probably somebody who knows somebody now who
in Chicago has
a connection to the new Pope, and that's going to be the fun to see this unfold. And now the wait begins, and people will speculate, when will he come home? Already, you know, the editorial in the Tribune is, when will you be back? When are you coming back here? And that will be an amazing moment.
No doubt about it.
Because it hasn't happened since. When was the last time a Pope visited Chicago?
Well, that was John Paul II.
That
would have been like the 1980, 81, mm-hmm. something like that, I think.
It would be historic. And yesterday was certainly, I think, people kind of grasping the reality that I don't think many people expected. Wasn't he even considered? It was maybe mentioned at the time that he was one of the possibilities, but
I read, you know, I mean, there's so many different things out there, David, but I had read a thing basically saying that that he, like the Pope Francis, there were cardinals from 73 different countries that were promoted during his time as pontiff, and that this particular Pope Leo was Leo the 14th, was apparently promoted twice during his tenure, and that he was also like they have the conclave where they're choosing the mm-hmm. Pope, but they don't meet regularly. It's not like they have these like, hey, let's get a cardinal get together all the time. So the cardinals are all new. They're from 73 different countries. They're all over the world. And as his role is being in charge of the Augustinians, he would travel around the world and meet with bishops and talk about their order, etc. And then when he started working in the Vatican, he was like in charge of coordinating cardinal stuff. And all. In other words, he has traveled the world and met with a lot of these people, and they don't really know each other, but they know him. So there was this, you know, he was known as a kind of a on the same spiritual track as Pope Francis, who was a mentor to all of these guys. Like, it was almost like he, just by virtue of his job and his career, he had met and interacted with a lot of people that didn't really know each other, just the way the church is set up, and so many different cardinals from different countries that were incorporated into it during Pope Francis' term.
A lot of great profiles will be written.
Oh, I can't wait.
Started, and a lot of connections being made.
But the idea of the guys at a World Series is like the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Well, it's funny because of how quickly the story became the Pope is from America. Oh, the Pope is from Chicago. Oh, he's a Cub fan. No, actually, he's a Sox fan. And then the most viewed story on WGN.com is whether the Pope was a Cubs or a Sox fan. And all of a sudden, sports becomes religion because
yeah,
they're very
so,
similar.
So funny.
Everything
so
is funny. About you know, his rooting interests.
Didn't the brother say that his mother was a
according to
fan?
His brother on WGN TV, his mother was a Cub fan. Well, let's listen to his brother clarify
this
things.
This is so great.
Clear up the thing about the Cubs and White Sox.
Yeah, he was never ever a Cubs fan, so I don't know where that came from. He was always a Sox fan. Our mother was a Cubs fan. I don't know, maybe that clued in there, and our dad was a Cardinals fan, so I don't know where that all came from. And all the aunts, our mom's family was from Northside, so that's why they were Cubs fans.
But he rooted for the White Sox.
That's right. But where it came from, I don't know, because he would have been the only one.
I think the term in this context for that, thinking he was a Cub fan and claiming him, would be blasphemous. Blasphemy!
Oh, it's so funny.
Yes.
How about the fact that the mother was a Cub fan and the father was a Cardinals fan. Like, that's like, there's an old Irish song, you know. My mother, she was, my father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. It's like, you're kind of like linking a couple of cultures that you don't really think of together.
Yeah, it was very funny. I love all the background
stories.
It was so
funny.
And
it was great.
Makes him all the more relatable to a lot of people in the city. And that's really cool. So I think it was the Sox's reaction was classic as well.
Oh, that was so funny. I saw Merck tweet out that they have already sent a jersey with his name on it and a hat.
They did.
And he's always welcome at the ballpark.
And you got to assume, we're making a lot of assumptions here, but you have faith that he was probably a Bears fan as well.
Well,
probably enjoyed the 85 Bears as much as anybody.
Did he enjoy the Bulls in the 90s? you got to ask.
Yeah.
What about that Blackhawks run? That's so much fun.
It's very funny.
Incredible. It's incredible.
Good. And these stories, yesterday was one of those things you kept on wanting to learn more, you know, wanting to know more and wanting to find out, oh, there's this connection, there's that connection. And really, as you know, like now, it's just begun to, he'll be even more fascinating as the days unfold.
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible.
I look forward to,
I honest to God, I never thought in my lifetime I would see an American Pope, let alone a Pope from the South Side. It's just incredible. And we in Chicago can claim him as our own.
It's
hard to, son.
It's hard to anticipate things like that because the process is shrouded in such mystery.
Exactly.
And you don't know. It's not like you can say, well, he's going to be a great GM one day. Or I can envision him running for president. You don't really know how they elect popes and
people say stuff like that. Oh, that guy should be pope. You know,
yeah,
I mean, come on.
But they say that about any sort of pious young man who looks like he's headed to the priesthood.
I will say
that about you one day.
Cub fan, Sox fan, whatever. This is the ultimate Chicago guy made good.
Yes, this is the ultimate Chicago guy made good. And let's face it, if ever a sports city could use a little divine intervention, it would be Chicago about now.
Wouldn't it be something?
It would be. The teams are struggling right now.
Oh, my.
Teams are struggling.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Yeah, we really need a pope. We need a little divine intercession.
Yes, the Cubs need a third baseman. Yes, they need a starting pitcher. Yes, they need some help in the bullpen. Yes, the Sox need a direction. The Blackhawks need a star. The Bulls need something. And the Bears could use a lot, but yes, we need a pope.
That's so crazy.
Let's start with the pope.
It's just, I mean, honestly, from the moment I heard this story, I'm still kind of not over it. I don't know when I will be. I keep voraciously reading everything I can. Voraciously reading whatever I can. It's great. It's great. The Pope. The funniest thing I saw. So there's a lot of different, you know, pictures of him in a Sox hat, or they have like, you know, picture of him as Pope, but he was in front of Brubaker's. I saw a lot of kind of funny people trying to, you know, put different things out there. But I thought
Jardinera on the communion wafer.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I thought the Onion had a photo of the Pope in a hot dog suit.
Yeah.
They just put a hot dog suit over him, and it says a Chicago-style pope. Like, it was so funny. It was the dog. I thought of you, and that, you know, who cares
funny.
What you have on your hot dog?
Exactly.
Who cares whether you won't eat one or you like one? It was classic stuff.